Welcome back to another Daily Walk. And what I want to talk about today briefly is imperfect faith. As we talk about faith, faith requires us to understand the relationship between us and what we're doing and God, understanding that God is going to take care of us. And with this, we have to recognize that God Himself is able to do all these things. There's a difference between faith and faithful. Faith means that we trust that God is going to do something. Faithful means that God is able to actually do what we are talking about. And so there's this little bit of interplay in there. I used to use this example in Sunday school, and I'd always ask the kids, you know, who knows what they're having for dinner tonight? And invariably, a very small percent of them actually do. You know, these are the families that plan things out. And then I ask the follow-up question, does anybody know if they're having dinner tonight? And everybody's like, of course I'm having dinner tonight. You know, why do we use this example? Of course, it doesn't work in, you know, extremely poor third world countries, but it's a good example that we can use in modern Western culture to talk about the fact that our parents are faithful and to make sure that we have what we need. So the kids going to church, you know, they all know that they're going to have dinner tonight. There's no question about it. They don't have to spend any amount of time thinking about, are they going to eat or are they not going to eat? So just this little impact there. Now, what I was thinking, though, is looking through the various kings in 1st and 2nd Kings, we noticed many of them were evil and they walked in wicked ways. We also got some kings like Hezekiah who they really caused this great reformation where they returned the worship back to exactly what God had ordained. We think of Josiah and Hezekiah are the only two I can think of off the top of my head. Maybe Asa. I can't remember, though, all of Asa's story. But these were kings that tore down the high places, they tore down the other forms of worship, and they restored worship back to how worship was supposed to be. But then there's a lot of other kings that it says that they walked in the ways that were pleasing to God, except they didn't tear down the altars, or except they might have offered sacrifices. And what got me to thinking of that is in my reading today, I was reading in 1 Kings 3 with Solomon. And what was interesting to me is that 1 Kings 3:3 says, Solomon loved the Lord, walking in the statutes of his father David, except he sacrificed and burned incense in the high places. So he sacrifices and burns incense on these high places, which was forbidden. Now, this was in Gibeon. The king went to Gibeon to sacrifice there, for that was a great high place, and Solomon offered 1,000 burnt offerings on that altar. It was here, however, a place that was forbidden worship. This is when the Lord appeared to Solomon in the dream that night, says, ask what you wish me to give you, which is that classic case of Solomon looking at the fact of the Solomon is a young man when he takes over the kingship. And God says, hey, whatever you want. Solomon didn't ask for wealth or riches or power. He asked for wisdom. And because of that, that pleased God. And Solomon was given wealth, power, and wisdom to become the greatest and the wealthiest king before or since, and wisest king, of course. And so what we see, though, is that we have this imperfect faith. That he actually appeared, God appeared to Solomon while he was actually worshiping in a place he wasn't supposed to be worshiping. And this gives us a little bit of hope as we live our lives, recognizing that we cannot always live a perfect faith. Now, should we strive to have this perfect faith? Yes. The scripture says, be perfect, for I am perfect. And that's one of the elements. We have to read our scriptures to know what it means to become a believer, to know what it means to have faith, to know what it means to rest on God in that faith. We have to recognize that. However, God also recognizes that we cannot all have perfect faith all the time. And so with that, what we're looking at here is that Solomon himself is met by God in the most pivotal point in his life while he is doing things he shouldn't actually do. And that gives us a little bit of hope, recognizing that, yes, we actually can rest and trust in God in the midst of all of these things. And we're going to, this is a very, very short daily walk today. So we're just going to leave it right there. Just want to get you that small point as I'm heading back down to camp for another week. And we will be back and back to regular work after that. With that, thanks for watching, and I hope that you enjoy your daily walk in our Lord.
Thank you for tuning in. Our Walk in Christ podcast is a listener-supported presentation. For more information about how you can help, check out ourwalkinchrist.com/support or our Patreon page at patreon.com/TomM. That's T-O-M-M. Digital and paperback books are available on several online bookstores or at our website. Once again, the website is ourwalkinchrist.com.